Now, there is a further point. Karma Brahma Udbhavam Vitti. Brahma Akshara Samudbhavam. Tasmat Sarvagatam Brahma Nityam Yajje Pratishthitam. Now, karma arises from where? Karma itself arises from Brahma. Brahma has two meanings. Brahma means mantra. Brahma also means active power of energy. Now, those who are purely ritualistic Vedists, they take this word Brahma as if it means mantra. That is, karma arises from mantra. That is why in the Vedic sacrifices, while you offer anything, you have to recite the mantra. So this sentence has two meanings. Karma is preceded by Brahma mantra. Karma is preceded, this is the second meaning, karma is preceded by the active energy of reality. That is Brahma. Karma Brahma Udbhavam Vidhi. Brahma Akshara Samudbhavam. Now this active energy, according to the Vedic purely ritualistic meaning, mantras are what? Aksharas, letters. So Brahma arises out of Akshara. If there are no Aksharas, you cannot have mantras. The other meaning is that Brahma, the active energy of Brahman, arises from the immobile Brahma, Akshara, that which is immobile. So out of immobility arises the mobile energy. Out of the mobile energy arises karma. Out of karma arises yajna. Out of yajna is produced the rains. Out of the rains is produced the anna. Tasmat sarvagatam brahma. Now here the inner meaning is now brought out very clearly, that this is not referring to ritualistic sacrifice, but something that is deeper, because now the word is called Sarvagatam Brahma. Mantra is not Sarvagatam, it is not everywhere. So, Sarvagatam Brahma, that is active energy which is everywhere. Sarvagatam Brahma Nityam Yajje Pratishthitam. The active energy is basically established in yajna. This is the importance of yajna. Unless you act, you cannot do sacrifice. And unless you sacrifice, the rains will not come. Without rains, the fostering powers will not be born. And without fostering power, nothing that which you want, anna, that you will not be able to achieve. This is the cycle. Whatever you want, of that individual who is completely contented within himself, for him there is no action. Karyam navidyate. So up till now we were told about karma as most fundamental. Now we are told that there is Atman, there is a self, and one who is seated quietly in the self